number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. We're at Ford Ice Center in Bellevue. A lively show to this point. We have Barry Trotz, and we've been talking Titans for an hour. Real quick, before we get to Chris Sanders, Billy has been waiting patiently and wants to weigh in on the Titans. Billy, what's up?
Hey, Billy. This is Billy. Do you think the Titans should have acquired Sam Darnold, or should they have gone with Cam Ward like they did?
I mean, I'm fine with Cam Ward. I like Darnold. I don't think it would have really made a difference if they had brought in Darnold. And I think you're going to see in Seattle that it matters what system, Darnold is in.
Yeah, but I guess with Cam Ward, it's going to take a little time. But with Darnold, you could have had a quicker effect with maybe winning more games this season.
Maybe. Appreciate the call, Billy. I think it's all about the team around him, and I still think the team wouldn't have been very good around him. With that, let's bring in Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, who is on the line with us. Are you in Knox, Vegas yet?
Yes, I am. We're eating at Cracker Barrel, so I'm going to eat all their food before we go to the game.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's a good, yes. Good spot for sure.
Absolutely.
We have had a lively discussion with the listeners. One in particular brought up the negativity surrounding the Titans and that you got to give it some time. And look, usually I'm one of those people, you're very positive as well, that's like, hey, you do have to kind of let it play out.
Yep.
But Brian Callahan is 3-16 in 19 games as the head coach of this team. I understand he's got a rookie quarterback. He had a second-year quarterback last year that was pretty much a rookie. And I'm seeing things that are mistakes the coach makes that are contributing, not the whole thing, but contributing to them losing, and I don't see it getting better. That's kind of where I'm at. So at what point does the patience wear out and action has to be taken?
You know what, Chase, it's tough because there's so many things going on. I mean, I know we blame the coaches, and I know Bet Callahan did some things the first game. But also you got to start looking at the individual players. You got a situation when you're playing the Denver Broncos and you have a chance to get the football back and you have Jeffrey Simmons gets unnecessary roughness. So do you blame that on the coach or do you blame it on, Simmons? So it's things like that. And then you have your star wide receiver, Calvin Ridley, that has a chance to make some big plays to turn the game around, and he drops the football. So you can say it's the head coach. You can say we can say that a lot, but sometimes it's got to come down to the individual players. And here's the deal. We always talk about having great leadership. Here's the way your leader's got to stand up and make some plays and take and say, you know what, enough is enough, and come out and get a ball game.
So this weekend you're going up against your arch rival in the Colts. If you are you're looking at the receivers, you just mentioned Ridley, and Ridley's had the dropsies. What do you do there? Because I think you got to put Cam in a position to have success with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, they got to help your quarterback out. I mean, I know Cam really has made some plays in preseason, but we needed to make plays in this game. But then you got a young rookie that's playing, pretty good. That's Elik. I can't pronounce the name. I always can't say his first name. Ayo Manor. But he's playing at a top level. I mean, look at the pass that he caught, last week. So if I'm the offensive coordinator of this team, I'm going to figure out a way to get him the ball. And then you have a situation with Chig, the tight end, we forgot about him. He just makes splash plays. We need him to be consistent. So it all boils down to guys making plays. And then, a guy that we got in the free agents on the offseason, we got Lockett. And Lockett is basically invisible right now. So somebody's got to step up and take, reign of this wide receiver room and actually go out and make some plays.
We're talking to our good friend Chris Sanders on the Chase and Big Joe show. Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Listen, if you lose a locker room, can you ever get it back?
No. It is the worst. And I'm going to tell you, like in 1999, we had our locker room was phenomenal. And even before that, it was really, really good. But I think the next year, and I'm being careful when I say this, but when you bring a Carl Pickens and different guys like that kind of put a bad taste in your mouth, the locker room was lost, and it's hard to kind of get it back because you hear a lot of murmuring. You hear guys complaining, pointing fingers and blaming the offensive coordinator and doing all that stuff. And when you have that stuff in your locker room, let me tell you something, if you don't have the right coach to change it, it could get worse and worse.
Why are head coaches so stubborn? I mean, I know the answer, but I want to hear from a guy who played in the league. Why are they always so stubborn?
I mean, they're stubborn because, you know, a lot of coaches want to do it their way. It's my way or the highway. And I think that, you know, some of the coaches that not been to what the coach, what the players want, but you kind of have a relationship and say, okay, we need to make this better. And the one guy that I absolutely love is Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy made sure you get it done. He kept guys accountable, but he had a relationship with the, with those guys and say, okay, you know what? Let me meet with the leaders of this team and say, okay, what can we do to improve, you know, to make this thing better? So when you have a coach like that that's willing to listen, you can make things better.
You know, when you played, you had an offensive coordinator. I think Les Steckel was there, you know, the Super Bowl year. What if Les Steckel would have not spent time with you, you know, going over plays because he was the head coach, had to worry about the defense? I mean, that's a lot, right? I mean, there's a lot to put on your plate when you're trying to call plays.
Yeah, it is. I mean, but Les Steckel was so good at it. And the reason why he was so good at it, he was so relational. I mean, he talked to all the players. I mean, even though when he was offensive coordinator and he implemented the plays, then the receiver coach would give me the plays, but he was consistently talking to me. He was consistently talking to the receivers. He was always talking to Steve McNair. He was always communicating with everybody. So even though he had a lot on his plate, he was intentional about spending time with the players, talking to the players, coaching up the players, laughing with the players. So when you have an offensive coordinator that is doing that, guys are going to listen to you and follow. Why? Because they know that you care.
Chris Sanders is with us, Forever Titans wide receiver. Was there any time in your career when, you know, you were on a team that maybe was having a down spell and the coach kind of looked at you and it was like, guys, we're going to make it simple. And you simplified the game plan. And I mean, I know you can't go out there and play backyard ball in the NFL and win a game, but to the point of, Let's stop being cute. Let's just go out there and be very straightforward. I mean, is that essentially what they need to do?
Yes, they do. I mean, my first 3 or 4 years were like that. When we were in Houston and we came here, I mean, we were a struggling franchise. We were struggling on offense. We were struggling in defense. But I remember Jeff Fisher coming in the team meeting one time and say, listen, guys, we just got to simplify it on offense. We got to simplify it on defense. And then now guys could just play and have fun and do it that way. Because if you make it so complicated and guys are not sure, then if the guys are not sure, then they're going to play a step slower.
You guys taking on Knox Catholic tonight, correct?
Ooh, they are good, man. They got some skills. They got some wide receivers that are really good. They got a running back. They got number 7. I can't remember his name, but he's going to UT. So, you know, we're going to have to go out there and do our job. We got to play physical. We got to throw it to the wide receivers because I'm a wide receiver coach. We got to make it happen.
All right, so use that same kind of mindset and mentality. Titans play a team on Sunday. It's the record's better than them, better team. So – regardless, you still got to go out and play. You're not going to let that get in your mind like, oh, man, we got no chance. I mean, you got to believe, man. You win, right?
Yeah, you have to believe. But let me tell you something. If I'm a head coach and I go in the locker room and guys start saying, I don't know if we can win, you're out of here. I mean, because the thing about it is, it's like – you know, it's like even though somebody might be bigger, stronger, have a better record than you, you got to get somebody, you got to get a team that has identity and say, okay, you know what? Even in spite of where we're at, in spite of what's going on, I'm still going to punch you in the mouth. You know, and that's how you have to be. And this is why I love coaching, because I love being the underdog. Let me tell you this. I wish I was with the Titans right now, because I would be in that stinking meeting room and say, listen, I would look everybody square in the eye and say, listen, we're 0-2. Everybody says we can't do this. They're talking about we're the laughing stock of the NFL. But guess what? We're going to go out here and we're going to punch the Colts in their mouth. That's the attitude that you got to have.
Yeah.
Why am I getting so high right now?
You're right. No, you're right about that. You have the attitude. Let me ask you this, a play calling question for Sunday.
Sure.
Cam Ward, the offensive line is a mishmash again. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be terrible on Sunday. You know, you played with Steve so many years.
Yeah.
Tell me the difference between a drop back Steve McNair and a scrambling, bootlegging Steve McNair.
Yeah, see, Stephen, when he dropped back, the thing about it is his reads were a little different. When you drop back, you have to go through the first, the second, and third, and the fourth read. But when you're doing the naked, when I said naked, where you're rolling out, you're by yourself, now if the read isn't there, now you just have a chance to run. So when you drop back, you're going through your read progress. You're going through the first receiver, the second receiver. If they're not open, then throw the ball away. But when you have a boot or a naked, you're rolling out, and now you have two things. You can throw the ball downfield, even if you don't have a read, or you can run and get some positive yards. Those are the totally different things when you're booting out or you're doing a drop back.
I want to read you both from the transcript from Brian Callahan earlier today.
Okay.
The question was, and I don't know who asked it, but I have a good idea of who asked it based on the tone of it. on if it gets a little frustrating that his dad is known to be the guy when it comes to the O-line, yet they aren't getting the results from the unit they want. Callahan said, quote, "No, I mean, I think it's just in general. We'd like to play better there. I wouldn't say it's frustrating in that regard. I know what my dad's capable of and what he's done over his career. So, yeah, that doesn't – I don't connect those two." Then somebody says, "It seems like you have a nice car, but you can't really drive it because whatever is holding it back." And he says, "Yeah, I think it's the combination of factors, too. The style of fronts we played, the rushes we played are all part of that. So, no, I don't correlate the two." That's his answer basically on the O-line.
But see, here's what you got to do with the O-line. If I am a offensive coordinator or if I'm an O-line coach, I got to see, okay, what are my two tackles doing? What's their specialty? What do they do good? So if they're struggling in the area, I'm going to put them in a position win. How do you do that? You go 12 personnel, you go one back, you go two tights. So if those guys can't block those guys off the edge, you got a tight end to basically help a guy that can't do it. But we've been talking about this for so long. It's always been the offensive line. I mean, they have 11 sacks in two games. So something's got to happen. I don't know if it's the personnel. I don't know if it's, you know, putting them in the right formation. But at the end of the day, if your offensive line doesn't protect, you're going to get Cam Ward killed, and we definitely don't need that.
Chris, appreciate you, my man. Best of luck
appreciate
against
you,
Knox
man.
Catholic.
Sorry for calling so late, man. Sorry.
No, you're good. You are good. Have a good weekend.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Love you too. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the show. He'll be with Joe and Derek Mason at John Bon Jovi's on Sunday for the pregame.
Can't wait. Here's what I do Sunday if I'm the Titans. I'll tell you after break. Here's how you win the game on Sunday.
This Sunday, the NFL game of the week on 94.9 The Fan is the Cowboys and Da Bears at 3:25. NFL game of the week is presented by Circa Sportsbook Kentucky and Macero in 12 South. Joe will tell us that coming up next. And also, I should mention, Chris Sanders is presented by Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. It's Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel here on 102.5 The Game. By the way, this afternoon, DVD is going to be at Jimmy Kelly Steakhouse. Coming up on Monday, they'll be up at the new Circa in Kentucky there at Kentucky Downs at the Mint Gaming Hall prior to Monday Night Football. And you can head up there and watch the Lions and the Ravens and ask about Circa's giveaway of a trip to Las Vegas for the Titans-Raiders game in October. We'll have a little bit more on that, hint, hint, coming up in a few weeks. But excited about that. And you got MTSU and Marshall tomorrow for homecoming.
Yeah, I can't wait. Big game. Chick Walters and I on the call. I think pregame at 4:30. We'll hop on at 5:30. Kickoff at 6. Homecoming for the Blue Raiders. Get a big win. And let's do this, man. Feeling good about themselves. All right, so I said
93-3, totally hits, totally
Nashville. Totally Nashville. So here's how the Titans win on Sunday. So far, Daniel Jones, 2-0, looks great. And the running game is really good with Jonathan
Hutton. Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor. Thank you. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I load the box on Sunday, and you say, Daniel Jones, beat me. You beat me. Daniel Jones, you beat me on Sunday.
Do they have the – I mean, it looks like Sweat's going to play.
Okay.
So do you think loading Simmons, Sweat, just load him in the box?
Yep. You're not getting – 20 yards rushing against me. Daniel Jones, can you beat me? If Daniel Jones can beat you, then you deserve to lose. If that's it. If Daniel Jones.
Look, that, I mean, that's a.
Load the box.
That's a fair statement.
Load the box, squeeze everybody in, and you go to Snead and say, look, this game, we're going to win this game because of you. Brownlee, the guy with the three names they're calling up, he played in Baltimore with them.
Jalen Armour Davis.
Thank you so much. Chase is like, where the hell are you going on this? you tell the secondary, Armani Hooker, say, look, we win because of you guys. We're going to win. We're going to just crowd that box. You're getting zero runs on Sunday. Daniel Jones, try to beat us.
That depends on what you eat the night before.
True.
You might get some runs on Sunday.
But Daniel Jones, can you beat us on Sunday? And if you can, hats off to you. But you're going to have to prove to us that you can beat us. I am squeezing everything in. I'm loading that box. You're going nowhere on Sunday. And then go to your secondary. So, look, guys, we need you today. We win because of you today. You win because of the back four. I'm sorry. Front seven, the back four.
Snead looks like he's good to go.
Good.
So he said that he took some friendly fire on a play where Simmons hit him in the back. So that was part of his injury.
How the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
Simmons 30 yards downfield, or did Snead do a corner blitz?
He said it may have been. He said he's playing, so.
Good. Let's do this on Sunday. No more negativity. Let's go out and win this game. Robbie Stanley all the way. Let's see what we can do on Sunday. Now, offense, you figure it out. Defense, we're going to say Daniel Jones, can you beat us on Sunday?
Look, I agree with that because I'm not convinced that Daniel Jones has actually figured out how to be an NFL quarterback and is good. I think he's had a good couple of weeks against some not great teams, but all it takes is one game to expose him, and then we've seen how that goes.
Yeah.
Why can't the Titans be the one to expose
him? It's their first game on the road. I know it's Nissan still, but still, you got to go on the road to do this to see what you can do. Now, here's the deal with this, and my computer has decided not to play games with me. Who do the Texans play on Sunday? The schedule's not popping up. The Jags, okay. So the Jags are 1-1, and the Texans are 0-2.
Yep.
So let's have the Jags win that game. Make Texans go 0-3. You beat the Colts. You're now 1-2. Colts are 2-1. Jags are 2-1. You're putting Houston behind. You get them next week. Wow, you beat them, put them at 0-4. Oh, baby. So, again, the positivity here. You just got to be better than three other teams. That's it. That's it. That's all you got to do. So you beat the Colts, you're back in it immediately. The Jags aren't going to sustain this. You're just as good as the Jags are. I think you are.
Yeah.
And you knocked the Colts down. There's some positivity going forward. But you got to win on Sunday.
There's a really intriguing game on Sunday at noon that isn't probably getting talked about a whole lot, but I am interested in it. Mike Vrabel and the Patriots hosting Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. Both 1-1.
Okay.
I think that's got some early season intrigue. Rams play the Eagles in Philly. Jets at Tampa. Vegas in Washington. Denver takes on the Chargers. Saints go to Seattle. Dallas at the Bears. Cardinals and 49ers, both undefeated. They play that afternoon. And Sunday Night Football.
Good Lord.
2-0-2 teams, the Chiefs and the Giants.
Oh, my God.
Monday Night Football, Detroit at Baltimore, which should be a good game.
That's a pretty good game right there. But if you're a Titans fan, you're just concerned with what's in front of you on Sunday and, of course, Houston at Jacksonville. If you make the Jags go 0-3 and lose at Jacksonville – then they'll start questioning themselves. Like, oh, man, what's going on here? Which sets up great. If you Titans can win on Sunday, you head to Houston next week. Was it last year they beat the snot out of them down there with Will Levis? I mean, they played unbelievable down there. Unbelievable. So, man, can you imagine best-case scenario? Titans win on Sunday. Texans lose. Go down there next week. Knock off the Texans. You're sitting there 2-2. The Texans are 0-4. Man, it makes you feel good, right? That feels better talking about than like, oh, is Brian Callahan going to get fired this weekend? I'd rather talk about the 2-2 Titans headed off that West Coast road trip feeling good about themselves and the Texans sitting there at 0-4. Man, that feels good.
Coming up next, can Vandy feel good on Saturday night against Georgia State? We'll look at some college football for the weekend. It's Chase and Big Joe here on this Friday. Again, we are at Ford Ice in Bellevue. And tomorrow's college football game of the week is Auburn against Oklahoma at 2:30 on 94.9 The Fan. That is presented by Twin Peaks and Circa Sportsbook Kentucky. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and thegamenashville.com. That should be a good one in the SEC. More college football talk next. 102.5 The Game. Hey, later today on ESPN 94.9 The Fan, the Sounds take on Louisville, or is it Louisville, with the first pitch at 6:15, pregame at 6 o'clock. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Sounds of Baseball, it's wrapping up, ends on Sunday. It's presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. So looking forward to that. And also a big weekend. They got the doubleheader Preds game on Sunday. I'll have the pre and the post for you for both games. We'll start in coverage at 1:30. Pete Weber will call game one. Max Herz will call game two. Pete will be with Jay Moore. Max will be with Hal Gill. So looking forward to that. We've had a big time here at training camp today. If you missed Barry Trotz, it is up on the podcast. Just search that, Chasing Big Joe, wherever you get your podcasts. Also got some big college football games coming up this weekend. There's even a couple tonight. Tulsa takes on Oklahoma State. By the way, I think this might be the end. This might be the last year for Mike Gundy.
Could be. I mean, there's a lot of expectations.
They're not good.
He never delivers on.
They're just not good. Iowa takes on a 3-0 Greg Schiano Rutgers team.
Oh, gosh.
It's a name I know around here.
Yeah, right?
Rice defeated Charlotte last night, 28-17. But Georgia State comes in to First Bank Stadium to take on Vandy. Vanderbilt is a 28.5-point favorite. I think they lay the smackdown on Georgia State.
Yeah, after what happened last year, losing down there, because remember the whole thing was like, but they lost to Georgia State. There's a lot of redemption you get on Saturday. And I'd let Pavia go, man. Let him go. Yep. Let him run. Let him do whatever. You're 4-0. You beat Georgia State. He has a great game. You got to keep talking about him. We're on the Pavia Heisman Trophy train on this station because it's fun. It's fun. But he's on path right now to be the greatest quarterback in Vanderbilt football history.
And
I know
he is.
I know it's not like, well, they don't have a lot of.
That's not a stretch.
Bill Wade in the 50s was great. Jay Cutler was pretty good. Eric Jones wasn't bad. Whit Taylor was fantastic. I mean, there have been some decent quarterbacks there. But what this young man has done for this football team, because he's making everybody around him better, Pavi is up there. And this gets better. But you got to go out and you win the games you need to win. And that starts with Georgia State on Saturday night.
There are two games that are at 11 o'clock tomorrow that I think are vastly underrated and will be fun to watch. The first of those can be seen on the Fox television network in Salt Lake City, Utah, as Utah hosts Texas Tech. Number 16 versus number 17.
That's an 11 a.m. game?
Yep.
So both 10 out there.
Yeah, both 3-0.
Stupid.
Both 3-0. I think that's going to be a good game.
10 o'clock in the morning football.
Utah's favored by 3.5. I think the wrong team might be favored.
Well, we'll see. That'd be a good game. The Indiana. So game days get a lot of blowback.
Because a lot of people thought they should have gone to that game.
To Indiana and Iowa.
Yeah.
And they're like, ah, oh, and then recently.
Oh, that's right. They're at Florida, Miami.
Came out with some, we should be down here. And I get all that stuff. But, yeah, there's some good games.
Here's the other one. The other underrated game is on ABC at 11 o'clock. Down at the Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium in Memphis.
Man, that was a good game. So we're going to send Sam Pittman's big butt back to Fayetteville with a loss.
Arkansas at 2-1. Memphis at Memphis at 3-0. Arkansas is a 7.5-point favorite.
We got a good quarterback. Taylen Green's pretty good for Arkansas. I mean, it's not bad, but Arkansas.
I like Memphis, though. I'd take that set. Give me that 7.5.
I think so. I'm with you. I think Memphis, that's a huge game for Memphis.
Yeah.
I mean, Arkansas could look at it like, they're not SEC, but it's a big game. Memphis, like, it's Big Daddy coming to town. We got to take him down, and they can do that.
Sam Pittman might get used to that because when the Memphis coach gets the Arkansas job next year, Sam Pittman can go to Memphis.
It's so funny because there's some Arkansas people who are adamant that John Gruden's coming there. Adamant.
No, I don't think so. Also at 11, listen to this. The 0-3 Wofford. Are they the Bulldogs?
Terriers, maybe?
Terriers.
I don't know, one of those.
Taking on the 0-3 Virginia Tech.
Ugh.
That's no line on that game.
Who's our boy Belichick? Who's Carolina play?
Carolina.
UCF.
Oh.
UCF.
Or Central, as he referred to them as.
That's right.
Let's see, UNLV, not that one. Bowling Green, Eddie George goes to Louisville, take on the Cardinals.
Oh, okay.
Louisville, a 25.5-point favorite. But look, Bowling Green's look good.
He's played well. I mean, he's got him in the top 15 in the group of five teams.
We got a little Dallas versus Fort Worth and SMU and TCU.
Oh, that's Dr. Crane's territory down there.
That's down there in Fort Worth, so that'll be a fun one. UAB at Tennessee. Tennessee, a 38.5-point favorite over Big Joe's favorite, Trent Dilfer.
Now, would you bet on that game?
At
what limit do you not bet that it's too high? That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points. The total 69.5, though. I might take that. I mean, Tennessee's going to put up 50. The question is, can UAB put up 20?
What do you think?
I don't know.
They're
terrible. I don't think they can.
And do you think Tennessee wants to go out and show, like, all right,
yeah,
we're going to keep this train
Tennessee's
rolling?
Pissed off. So, because, like, do we agree or disagree? Tennessee should have won last week.
I'm 50-50 on that.
I
never counted Georgia out.
I never counted them out either. It has nothing. It has more to do with Tennessee than it does to do with Georgia.
Right.
When Kirby Smart said they, as in Tennessee, deserve to win this game, I was kind of like, man, he's right. So I think they're pissed off. So they might lay. I mean, might cover.
That's something him and Muschamp have done throughout the years. When Muschamp was at Florida and beat Tennessee in Knoxville,
yeah.
It's always like, look at all these people here. We shouldn't have won this game.
Yeah.
But we shut them all up today. Like, yeah. That's the thing. No, I never count Georgia out of anything. But I think Tennessee needs to come out and show the consistency. Because now they go on the road next week to Dr. Crane's hometown of Starkville, Mississippi. So it's a big game for Tennessee. You want to keep everything going and show there's no letdown. That would be the only thing. Like, they're still upset about the Georgia game. But I just got to hope they drop 100 on Trent Dilfer.
This is weird that this is on the Big Ten Network because I'm just not used to this. Oregon State, that's the Civil War, right?
It is.
Yep. So that takes place on Saturday.
Let me ask real quick. Where is Stanford playing? There's a big funny post on social media. The Stanford equipment 18-wheeler was stopped somewhere in Middle Tennessee, and somebody took a picture of it and said, it's just odd seeing Stanford's equipment truck in Tennessee headed to play somewhere on the coast.
They play
Virginia.
Virginia. Thank you. Thank you, Dr.
Cross the country for an ACC game.
That's why it's the All Coast Conference. Auburn, Oklahoma, this is the 2:30 game on ABC. I think that could be a good game. A little revenge game there. But 2:30 on ESPN. This is my dog of the weekend. There's a little school down in New Orleans called Tulane.
Mm-hmm.
That I think goes into Oxford, Mississippi, and wins.
I hope so.
They're an 11.5-point dog on the road at Oxford. Didn't they almost beat Ole Miss last year?
Had them on the ropes, but Ole Miss in the fourth quarter beat
that in New Orleans?
In Tulane, yeah.
Yeah.
Ole Miss beat the snot out of them in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. That's a big game for both schools because Sumrall at Tulane – is like the coach.
He's on everybody's radar. And then who's the quarterback?
Duke stole their quarterback.
Jake Retzlaff.
Okay.
Jake Retzlaff, who's been with Tulane for like 6 weeks.
All right.
But he's been pretty good.
Maybe he wins tomorrow and gets the Retzlaff. Folks, I'm here all every day, noon to 3 on 102.5 The Game.
I don't know what's worse, you or the guy that tried to be funny last night.
All right.
yeah. But I don't know. I think Tulane might get that win in Oxford. That's an upset of the weekend. You say Tennessee by a million. You got Purdue, Notre Dame, which is interesting. Michigan goes to Nebraska.
It's a big game.
That's a big game on CBS. And then there was one other one that I wanted to. NC State, Duke could be interesting. What was the other one? There was one other one that I was curious about. What do you think about Marshall and Middle?
Marshall's not good, but
2.5-point favorite on the road.
But Marshall's favored?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Middle got that taste last week, which is good. You like the taste? I mean, that's winning is the best taste. So keep it going this week. There's a lot of eyeballs because homecoming's down there. And I think something turned on that team when they won the comeback. I mean, you're down 13-0, six minutes to go in the game, and you come back and win. That's only good out of that. So, I'm a little favoritism for MTSU, but I think they get the job done.
And then Florida-Miami tomorrow night.
I think Miami beats the bricks off. Cristobal wants to beat them so bad, and Florida's like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? And that game sold out at Hard Rock Stadium.
Billy Napier is going to have to take the Greyhound from Miami back to Greensboro.
He might have to go to Fort Hancock, Texas.
He might.
On the Greyhound.
Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni, here on this Friday, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. Appreciate the Preds for having us at Ford Ice here in Bellevue. We have had a great show to this point, and let's end strong with what day is it and celebrity birthdays. Presented by Jarrett Companies, Inc., all of your commercial construction needs under one roof. JarrettCompaniesInc.com, above and beyond industry standards.
All right, first on the list we have International Grenache Day. It's a type of French wine, okay, also known as, I believe, in Spain, it's Grenache. So, you know, there's different names for it, but that's what it says online. International Talk Like a Pirate Day. So,
yarr, yeah, matey. Aye, we can do that.
There you go, Jack Sparrow.
We like the wine, the rum. Why is the rum always gone?
Meow Like a Pirate Day is today. I didn't know that was a thing. But National Butterscotch Pudding Day. You could put some rum in that. That sounds pretty good. National Concussion Awareness Day. Make sure you get checked out there, kids and adults. I'll come back.
National Tradesman Day.
It's for the fallen that have been missing in action. It just has the pronunciation, the abbreviation, excuse me, POW MIA Recognition Day. So shout out to those that have been missing in action. Let's see here. National Women Road Warrior Day is today. And to wrap it up, it's National Tradesman Day. So shout out to the tradesmen.
Shout out,
Joe,
to
you're
tradesmen.
A tradesman. Right?
I am. Nice. I am a tradesman. I built this country. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Get them within two. Chase will start it off. Actor, Academy Award winner, Jeremy Irons. How old is Jeremy Irons?
48.
52.
77. Dr. Nice. Crane, your turn. Singer Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, she is 64?
I'm going to say 61.
61, exactly. Chaser, you're up.
Mrs. Yearwood.
CNN news anchor Soledad O'Brien.
66.
74.
59. Dr. Crane, you're up now. Celebrity chef Michael Simon.
Does he have hair?
Yeah, he hosts the Chew.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with 55.
It's probably pretty good. 53.
56. 2-1. Chase on top. Chase, you go first here. Jimmy Fallon.
I don't even think I should make jokes about him making jokes. Jimmy Fallon is 49.
47.
51. Chase is up 3-1. And rolling on this. Let's see who else here. Never heard of her. Never heard of this one either. Good Lord. On down. All right. Dr. Crane, you're up first. Singer Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers.
I'm going to go with 68.
75.
85. Chase, you're up. Singer-songwriter Paul Williams, better known as Little Enos on Smokey and the Bandit.
76.
82.
85. Dang. Chase, you go first here. TV personality Joan London.
71.
77?
75. 3-2. Chase. Dr. Crane, you go first here. Guitar producer Nile Rodgers of Chic.
82.
81.
73. Chase, you go first. Musician Lita Ford.
Ah.
You went to a party last Saturday night.
Kiss Me Deadly.
Mm-hmm.
58.
63.
67. Dr. Crane, you go first here. Comedian Sherry O'Terry from Saturday Night Live.
59.
That's a good one. 57.
63. All right, let's go to our sports birds. We got four here. Chase up 3-2. Announcer Ken Rosenthal, baseball guy on the sidelines or whatever.
61.
63.
63, exactly. Dr. Nice. Crane's at 4-3. Doesn't he wear the bow tie?
Yeah.
That all right. Chase, you go now. Randy Myers. Part of the Nasty Boys for
yeah.
the Reds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 62.
73.
62, exactly. Chase up 5-4. Dr. Crane, you go first here. Atlanta Hawks guard, Oklahoma Sooner, Trey Young.
26.
27.
27, exactly. Chase up 7-4. Our last birthday, Chase, you go first. Jim Abbott.
Didn't we just watch a documentary on him?
Yeah, we did. Where were we? Oh, we were in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Jim Abbott.
61.
65.
58. Chase wins 7-4. Good job, Chase.
I am going to give Nick Frazier the opportunity to add to his total if he gets this birthday correct.
Okay.
How old is our very own Max Herz?
Ooh. Ooh, Max is, he's not too old than me. Let's go, I'm going to go 30.
He's 31.
Oh,
Max Herz.
Happy birthday, Max.
Happy birthday, Max.
Happy birthday, Max, indeed. With that, let's get real quick to the mashup. Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. If he makes it to 0-9, then she needs to fire herself. I mean, but they all need to get fired. But they get every last one of them out. If they go 0-9 and don't make a move, then I want them all gone.
You stand out with a picket sign.
I am send them to Memphis. I don't care. Like, I just get...
I could see you over there at St. Thomas throwing eggs at cars in the parking lot.
Get out of here, boy! Get out! Get going!
That's just Catherine from accounting. I don't care. She's out, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Gary says, Chad and Big Bo is my favorite sports talk show.
We know a whole I don't know much about nothing, but I do know nothing. That's where we're going to do this. The coach who came in and run the football, Jonathan Stewart. Are you going to stop him?
Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor. Who's Jonathan Stewart? Who's that guy? Folks, I'm sorry. This is the worst radio show in America, and we apologize. Thanks for sticking with us.
Billy has been waiting patiently and wants to weigh in on the Titans. Billy, what's up?
Hey, Billy. This is Billy.
I am confident that we have put the right pieces in place to bring that goal to life and build a future that Titan fans will be proud of.
Probably not.
Thanks again, man.
Oh, that was good, Dr. Crane.
Oh, that's great.
What? Great way to end it, for sure.
Real quick, Tavondre Sweat is out for the game on Sunday. Him and J.C. Latham are both out for the game on Sunday.
Oh, dang. I thought he was going to play. Okay. Well, that's not good. We'll have the breakdown coming up on Monday. DVD from Jimmy Kelly's Steakhouse is coming up next here on 102.5 The Game.
All right, as we leave the show on the weekend, to our guys out there, you're doing great, man. We love you to the weekend now. You made it through the week. Do something for yourself this week. It's not selfish. It's deserving. Know that we love you. If you need to talk, we're here for you. Reach out. You can get 988 on your cell phone. We have our friends at Unity Psychiatric Care. Just go to thegamenashville.com. Click on the Chase and Big Joe show. Somebody's always there to talk to you. Listen, we say all the time, our world is a better place because you are here. Please know that. And we say it all the time because we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD next, 102.5 The Game.